the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
You're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Penny Smith, and with me today is Edna Navarro-Virare, the Assistant Director of Community Systems Development for Illinois Action for Children, and also a Leadership Academy alumnus. The participants in the Academy's board training program will engage in sustainability conversations about funding and how to maximize opportunities. Community systems development brings key stakeholders together to identify community issues and work together to change outcomes for young children and their families, and is just one approach that can be used when considering sustainability strategies. Edna will be sharing her experience with early childhood collaborations in this four-part series. Edna, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed today. There are many different types of collaborations that are funded by the state, local resources, foundations, etc. And we're using this as sort of a strategy for our participants in the board training program to use as a way of identifying additional funding sources. Before they could do that, they may need to know a little bit about what goes into collaborating. And so today, if you can kind of talk us through what that looks like, that would be great. You up for that?
Of course.
All right. Tell us about your experience with collaborations and give us some examples of how they were formed.
Sure. So I definitely am able to say that I've practiced building a collaboration, participating in a collaboration, leading a collaboration. And now I think that my experience has been more of a training and technical assistance lens. So I would say definitely have the experience of on the ground in the community, building a lot of relationships with community partners, with families, schools, different folks from the different sectors, understanding what their needs are, what their strengths are. But then also, you know, how do we translate that to identify what the gaps are, and really what resources we could connect with, right? And so with the training and technical assistance lens, trying to capture sort of those themes, if you will, that are happening throughout the state, and then being able to provide both, you know, face-to-face and through virtual opportunities, how to provide webinars, how to connect folks around sort of peer-to-peer networking and problem solving with the issues that they've seen, and then trying to connect more with sort of national partners and what they're hearing across the state, and because there's a lot of similarities. So those are both the sort of on the ground, and then more in the like a at a higher, more national level, understanding what the themes are, and then how do we try to support those communities and community leaders. And I would say there's different ways that these collaborations have been formed. You know, definitely starting at the federal level, you've got, you know, the McVie communities, which are maternal and infant home visiting collaborations that come from the feds. We've got plenty of those here in Chicago, or not in Chicago, but in the state. We have collaborations that have formed because they've been funded through the state. For example, like All Our Network, All Our Kids Network. There's several of those throughout the state. We have collaborations that have formed out of just sort of organically. You've got community leaders throughout the community that have found that working together, especially having less, it's kind of forced them maybe to collaborate, to share resources, to share space, to share funding. And so that's happened organically. You also have now some school districts that see the value of connecting with their early childhood partners in the community. They know that the children are not born at five. They don't hatch out of an egg. And so they know that these children come from somewhere. And so how do they extend their relationships to their communities? And so, you know, recently there have been a lot of school districts that have teaming up with their community partners to form a collaboration. And there's also other collaborations. For example, Early Intervention has local interagency councils that they fund, they're staffed. And so a lot of those collaborations are also extending who they bring into their networks. So I would say there's a variety of collaborations, different funding streams. They are throughout the state. It's just kind of tapping into the right one. And then once you tap into them, they're really out there and they're really connected and looking for, you know, ways to engage other partners.
So if it were state funded, does the state provide any sort of tools or support to help form these collaborations?
I would say that if they are state funded, there are some that they provide. You know, they'll provide funds per person, which is usually the biggest part of it because they are the convener, the organizer, the relationship builder. You know, they have to keep minutes or they have to continue to find other ways to, you know, maybe they fund them, but it's more seed money. And so how do you build from that seed money?
Okay.
They will also probably at times provide training opportunities. So they may, for example, if they've got a group of, for example, the AOK networks or the MCV networks, mm-hmm. they might be able to have somebody come out and do professional development for them. So there is some kind of funding and professional development and staffing, but you know, it's never quite enough because the work of collaborating is ongoing and it's never really, honestly, the hours that they tell you to work, it's a lot more than that.
Okay. Thank you, Edna.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us in the next podcast for part two, where we will explore why collaboratives are formed.
I believe the children are our future.